What's popping to all my beautiful people on this platform? You know, I guess this new moon in Taurus inspired me to release a podcast right now, you know, and I just wanna chit chat. I just wanna talk, you know. I don't have any specific focused subject, you know. I just wanna chit chat, you can say. You know, but let's start off with this new moon in Taurus, man. This is a powerful one, man. This you got Jupiter conjunct Uranus in Taurus, Jupiter in Taurus, just a lot going on, you know. So definitely you're gonna want to look at, you know, most importantly your rising sign, but also your sun sign. Never exclude your sun sign. Don't get so lost in natal chart placements that you're excluding your sun sign, because the sun sign is always obvious. That motherfucker always pops out. I don't care if you a Cancer, moon, whatever. That sun sign pops the fuck out, okay? No matter what your chart looks like. That's the bottom line. You know, because a lot of people, once they get into natal charts, it's like they kind of erase their sun sign. You know, like, that's still important. That's still you, you know. This is the domain of the sun, this realm. So, you know, you just have to embrace every planet, every aspect, every placement in your entire chart. You know, it makes you who you are today. You know what I'm saying? It's not just prioritizing one placement to the point where you exclude your whole chart and you become delusional with yourself. You know, because I've been seeing that in the astrology community. You know, I've been seeing a lot. You know, as a Cancer sun, you know, I read people like a book. And it's really easy for me to read people's intentions, their motives, you know. Their emotions. Doesn't matter if they have a poker face, or doesn't matter if they're avoiding me, or doesn't matter how they're approaching me, or if they're not approaching me, I still pick it up. You know, it's pretty wild. You know, but it's important, you know, with all the blessings we're receiving from Jupiter, to be self-aware through this process, because, you know, Jupiter is an expansive planet. Jupiter focuses on just giving, 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 giving. Okay, but Jupiter also represents wisdom and learning, right? Being a student of life. And if you are blessed by Jupiter and all you're doing is or on your end, all you're doing is receiving, 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 but you're not wise, you haven't gained the experience to receive abundance on that level, you can fuck that up quickly. Because guess what? The next planet after after Jupiter is Saturn. Saturn is right next door in the shadows, you know, because that's the beginning of the darker planets, you can say. The sun basically reflects as far as Jupiter. After Jupiter, you know, starting with Saturn forward, is really rare that those planets are receiving sunlight and warmth from the sun. So, you know, right there in the shadow, you know, you have Saturn right next door staring at. Saturn is right next door staring at Jupiter's every move, you know, putting everything in a book, tracking everything. And Saturn is the planet of discipline, restrictions, limitation, blockages, you know, and such forth. You know, and Saturn also tests you with Jupiter, you know, so you got to watch it with how Jupiter feeds you. Don't let Jupiter overfeed you, because Jupiter does not know about limitations. Jupiter does not know about boundaries, all right? It's one of the biggest planet when it comes to the celestial body in the solar system. So Jupiter is just about giving, 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 you know? And it's to the point where Jupiter can potentially overfeed you. And this is why people become greedy, you know? Or they allow the overfeeding to get to their ego. And it's all a test from Saturn, because if you mishandle that, Saturn is right around the corner and could just take it all away. Especially once there's a transit in your chart with Jupiter and Saturn, especially if it's in hard aspect. Oof, you feel me? Just like that, everything could be taken away, through thin air. Tomorrow's never promised, and that's why it's important to live in the present moment and to be consciously aware of our decisions and who we are as a human being and the things we entertain and the things we interact. It's important to be really grounded and realistic with our approach and practical, not to the point where you're so fucking black and white and 3D and you just can't see the gray area, not to that point, but at least just have some practicality and be grounded and have some realistic approaches towards the things that you're trying to go after in life, whatever you initiate behind, because that's very powerful. Your initiations is the beginning of either your fuel or your self-destruction. It's a fuel, so it can either set you off like a rocket going up, or it can actually just, you can actually hit a brick wall and you can just self-destruct yourself. And that's what Saturn is about, So that's why it's important to be realistic and practical, because that's where Saturn comes in. Saturn deals with the root chakra. So, it's all about being grounded and realistic with your approach to life, But like I said, don't be so 3D and such a square head that you're missing out on great opportunities, because that's how Jupiter operates. And what I, feel right now with Taurus, this Taurus new moon, it's like be grounded, be realistic, have structure, but at the same, and also have a routine nature, but at the same time, don't close your own doors, because you have all this fear in your system of losing control. Because Taurus is an energy that deals with control, right? All the fixed signs have that issue. They have an issue with controlling. That's why it's important to be grounded but be fluid, and that's very important right now under this new moon in Taurus. This motherfucker is hitting my midheaven, my Venus department. I got Venus in Taurus in the 10th house, my north node. So he's definitely hitting all angles, Jupiter and Uranus. Uranus is a unisex planet. Uranus is not a male planet or a female planet, is unisex. The same thing with Mercury. Mercury is not considered a male or a female planet. It's considered unisex. I prefer to use that word, but other people use a bisexual planet, but I just say unisex. It has no gender. It's gender neutral. That's why we're dealing with all these different changes with the world right now, because we're dealing with the age of Aquarius, and obviously we're coming across so many different fucking genders and this and that, and that's all the age of Aquarius. The age of Aquarius is definitely something else, man. Aquarius energy is ruled by Uranus, it's a unbiased energy. The Aquarius energy, it likes to be unbiased, it likes to be in the in between. It doesn't want to have favoritism with anything, but it's still a fixed sign. So it has this extreme erratic nature to itself, in a very unique way. This new moon in Taurus has me feeling really, really good. I've been dealing with a lot behind the scenes, just
achieving my goals and being more in the real world. Yeah, I use social media and whatnot, but I've been more in the real world than anything else. Enhancing myself more in the 3D domain. I'm definitely gonna invest in a bar of gold, possibly in the end of this year, because the dollar bill is going to collapse. And I do not trust cryptocurrency. I don't trust that shit one bit. It's better to just go to the old-fashioned, stable silver and gold. It's better to invest in gold or silver, even copper, than to go invest all your money in cryptocurrency. To each their own, but I don't, my intuition is telling me to stay away from cryptocurrency, and it's telling me to get silver and gold. I'm gonna get gold. So my goal is to buy gold by the end of this year. Because times are gonna get real interesting. There's gonna be a lot of transformations. We are in the midst of a war right now. We are in World War III. We technically are in World War III right now. You know what I'm saying? We are in World War III right now. People keep saying, "Oh, we're gonna start World War III." We've been in World War III. Since 2020, we have been under attack. And at this point, you just kind of like have to have a third eye for real and a strong intuition to see the bigger picture and see the bullshit and to be innovative and don't live in fear, because that's what the Age of Aquarius is about. Know how to rebel the right way. Know how to rebel innovatively, calculatively, not like Capricorn. Calculative style, but more like the Aquarius calculative style. Aquarius is a very, very calculative sign in a erratic, unpredictable way, right? It has this genius form of his expression. You can't really, Aquarius doesn't like to put itself in a box because it understands that that's how Saturn operates. It wants to put everything in a box. It wants to put everything in a label. But at the same time, in this 3D domain, we have to put things in a box. We have to put things in a label because, that's how we recognize energy and patterns and, groups, right? It's kind of like we are only experiencing 1% in this realm, everything else in 99%, and is invisible and it's energy. So then that 1%, basically it's just a small fragment of light we are experiencing in the 3D, so the body's an antenna, so we have to put things in label because that's how we recognize certain energies, certain patterns, certain frequencies, vibrations, and things like that by putting things inside of a label or a box. So we're going through a huge revolution right now of putting things in a box and labels and breaking free from boxes that don't belong to us. But because this is the 3D domain and everything is materialistic, you still have to deal with boxes. As long as the box is elevating you and is not restricting you and hindering you in any shape or form, then that's the box you need to have around you, But once you feel suffocated, you feel agitated, you feel bored and restless, and you just feel like lost, and you're dumbing yourself down to be in that box, then it's time to break free. That's the, Saturnian cube. You can actually see the Saturnian cube on top of Saturn. Located like, I guess, the North Pole of Saturn or the South Pole, one or the other, but it's up there. The Saturnian black cube. But yeah, It's just been quite interesting. I've been dealing with some health concerns, but I've been on top of it and I'm doing a great job and I'm taking care of myself holistically because I don't believe in big pharma. Everything with them is pills and surgeries. And it's like, bro, just change how you eat, you know, change your mindset and take a lot of superfood and mineral supplements. You know what I'm saying? That's what I do. I take a lot of superfood and a lot of mineral supplements every single day. Black seed oil, you know, sea moss. I was taking lion mane, I believe it's called. But I had to stop temporarily because I'm, you know, going through a process of healing myself. You know, and I also take magnesium capsules. But it's important, you know. It's not just about taking pills, like I mentioned, because these are in pill forms, but it's also your diet and your mindset and how you talk to yourself and things like that that plays. It's a bigger part of your well psychological development. You know, happiness comes from inside. It doesn't come from anything outside of you. It doesn't come from anybody. It's how you treat yourself. You know, the choices of food you decide to intake in your body, because low frequency food, you know, can make you moody, agitated, angry, mad, depressed, confused. It tastes good, you know. It's like, damn, let me go get this nice juicy big fat burger. I want something unhealthy, and it tastes good at the moment, but after that taste, you know, and it fills you up, you don't really feel good. You know, you really don't, you know. But when you eat healthy, it's not the best taste, you know, but it makes you feel good, you know, for the longevity of how you feel in your body. You know, I believe in equilibrium. I believe, you know, I'm not like one of those freaks that is very extreme with healthy stuff, like to the point where they're health freaks, you know. Like I take care of myself and I like to be healthy, you know. I watch what I eat. I drink green tea. I do a lot of different things, but at the same time, sometimes I do indulge in low frequency food. You know, it is what it is, but that's not something that you should have every single day, you know, because this is why we have a problem with obesity, you know. And it's not really about fat shaming, you know. My body has gone through a lot of transformation between getting thick, getting skinny. My body has always been that way. Like, one minute I'm fat, the next minute I'm getting skinny. Like, it fluctuates, you know. Because like I said, I guess I believe I'm in equilibrium. July 1st cancer. If you just Google July 1st cancer personality, you could do that for your birthday or anybody else's birthday. You're going to have tons of articles showing you different perspectives of who you are, which is pretty unique and quite cool. You know, so you can go on Google. Let's say your birthday is March 3rd. You just go and you just put March 3rd birthday personality. And you're going to have tons of articles of unique articles out there written about different perspectives of who you are as an individual. It gets deep. I look at all of that. You know what I'm saying? I don't just look at the natal chart. I look at your numerology number. I look at your Chinese sign, zodiac sign. I look at everything. I don't just only focus on natal charts and astrology. Back then I used to be very fixated on it, and I used to exclude numerology, you know, and Chinese astrology and all the other excessive stuff out there. But now I look at it more holistically. I look at all of it broadly because it all connects. It all eventually connects. It's all different parts of you. Like, I feel numerology is more like 3D based, like who you are in this domain, like how you go about your life in the 3D realm, in the material matter. As opposed, I feel the natal chart is more like who you are wholeheartedly, well-rounded. That's why if you look at a natal chart, it's a big circle. That's who you are, well-rounded, you know. And Chinese astrology is just additional stuff and whatever else is out there, you know. But I don't exclude everything. The only thing that I don't relate with is sidereal or sidereal astrology. Or what's the other shit? Fuck. It's not Western. I forgot how it's called. It's not the Western astrology. It's the other astrology from India or whatever. I forgot what it's called. They focused... That astrology focuses more on the moons, you know, the moon phases. Or like, I think there's like 13 moons or some shit like that. I don't know. But I don't, those are the only two things I don't really agree with. Sidereal, sidereal astrology, I believe way back before, probably in the age of Atlantis, it was probably prioritized because during that age, you know, the celestial bodies and the planetary alignments and the planets in the atmosphere, they were different. You know what I'm saying? Because Saturn used to be a sun, and now we're dealing with this modern Saturn, which is ruled by Leo, that we see every day. But Saturn used to be a sun. It's a dead star. That's why there's a ring around it. They call it the Black Sun, you know. So maybe around that era, you know, Saturn was probably the main dominated sun. Maybe there were two suns at that era. You know, maybe it was Saturn was one sun and then the one we see today was another one. Maybe there were two. So the whole structure of the planetary solar system was probably different back then. And I feel like the whole sidereal, sidereal probably had more stronger emphasis during that era. But then obviously something happened, you know, with this realm and this domain and things shift. And, you know, one side of the moon is black, like it's like a black hole. It's like nobody knows what's on the black, on the dark side of the moon. Nobody. And it looks like something crashed against the moon when it comes to the black side of the moon. So maybe there was like a whole Star Wars situation going on in the Age of Atlantis, you know. That's when I feel the sidereal or sidereal probably had higher relevancies. But in today's era and the world we live at today, you know, what I have noticed that always comes into fruition, always pops out, always is just right in your fucking face, is Western astrology. You know, so that's where I stand with all of that. I don't really like to, you know, mention too many astrological posts on my page at this point, you know, because there's always those people that think you don't know about sidereal, and then they're always in the comments section. Like, it's kind of funny because, you know, I'll post something about cancers or whatever, and it's just, there's always somebody in the comments section like, what astrological system you're talking about? It's just like, oh, here we go. Here we go with this bullshit. You know, like, because they know that I'm talking about Western. They're just saying that so they can have an opposing opinion, you know, I guess so they can stand out, right? Quotation, stand out. And it's just like, I don't got time for that bullshit, man. You know, to each their own. You know, if you believe and prioritize sidereal, sidereal astrology, that's on you. You feel me? That's on you. I don't really care what's your belief system. You know, we all have to accept each other no matter what. You know, it's the same way I feel about religious people. Like, you know, I am not and probably will never be a freaking Jesus Christ fanatic, you know, or a Christian or this and that. But I don't, you know, hold that against people. Like, I don't look at somebody and say, oh, this person believes in Jesus Christ. I can't have a decent conversation with that human being. I'm not there. You know, I used to be, but I'm not there right now. I'm about to be 39. You know, I matured a lot in my 30s. You know, and I just look at everybody more holistically. You know, at the end of the day, we're all walking each other home. You know, I don't really have any hate in my heart at this point for anybody. You know, that's where I'm at. Like, probably pedophiles. Let me not front on that part. Probably the pedophiles, you know. But if you a good human being and you have morals and you genuine and you're not out here being dark and malicious and evil and having dark motives and all that excessive bullshit, you know, even them, you know, I not that I have love for them, you know, I wish them healing. I wish them healing, because once you start healing, like, man, your whole reality changes, you know. So I wish them a lot of love and healing, and I hope they overcome their demons that possesses their unconscious. That's why they're operating like that. But I stay away from people like that. You know, I just stay away from them. Those people eventually self-destruct themselves, you know. And yeah, you know, that's just life. You know, that's like at my job where I work at now. You know, basically, I by mistake and impulsively share some medical conditions about basically what I'm healing my right now, you know, I guess my fibroid, or you can say, but that just comes with womanhood after the age of 35, you know, that's just a part of womanhood. I think like 85% of women deal with fibroids, you know, so that's just a part of the different phases that come with having a woman body, right? So I'm actually shrinking one, and it's actually working in my favor. You know, that's why it's important to be open-minded and not close-minded and to see what's out there for you. Because there's so many fucking natural remedies that could heal you. But if you're not open-minded, you're just going to go ahead and trust Big Pharma and allow them to operate you and open you up. And now you hit with a big fat fucking copay that you can't keep up with, you know. So it's just, and then once they do the surgery, it comes with a lot of side effects. You're going to have permanent scars around your body, and it comes with a shitload of side effects. It's like, I don't understand why is it that. But I kind of get it. It's like mainstream media likes to prioritize that, you know, oh, you have this, you need surgery. And it's like people are so brainwashed that they're like, but why surgery first? Let me see if I can find an alternative way of dealing with the situation where I don't need surgery. People don't think like that. People don't ask those questions. It's like, oh, my doctor said I got this, then I'm going to go do this because that's what they said. They're the professionals. And it's like, you know, to each their own. You know what I'm saying? To each their own. But it's important to be open-minded and to see alternative ways to heal yourself. So by mistake, I impulsively mentioned that around my manager. And he took it out of context, like, because I'm really in a physical demanding job, but I'm really not. if that makes sense. I don't do shit all day at this job. But, you know, the job title makes it seem like I really am. You know, so 3 months ago, I did my physical or whatever for them to get this job, and I passed it, you know, with flying, with just effortlessly squatting with weights, 50-pound weights, and going up and down ladder, all types of shit. And I passed it, you know. So one day he asked me, you know, hey, you know, how you doing? I'm like, oh, just tired, you know, my fibroid is killing me. And I just did that out of impulse, fucking Sag Moon and me. And he's like, what is that? And I was just like, oh, it's like a tumor or whatever. And he's like, oh my God. So he got kind of like concerned about me, but he's not educated with stuff like that. If he would have done his research, he would have had learned a thing or two. But instead, he just heard the word tumor and whatever, right? So, you know, now he's in deep shit because he pulled me in and he restricted me and banded me from having the opportunity to do overtime. So, unfortunately, he's not a bad supervisor, or he's a manager now. He's not a bad guy. Like, I don't get any negative vibes from him. He's very genuine. He's a February 21st Piscean Sun, Sag Moon, but I don't get any negative vibes from him. He means well, but he just didn't educate himself about fibroids, so he jumped the gun and he banned me from getting overtime. And he said that, you know, if I don't go do another physical and show him my records, you know, that I'm going to always just be working with somebody else and I'm not going to be granted overtime. So I was like, fuck, man. In every job, there's always some bullshit. And I'm like, okay, fine. You do you, you know. And I called Human Resource and, you know, obviously he violated my HIPAA law, you know. And now he's in deep shit. And it's sad because he's such a good guy. And he just recently got promoted and he's a great man. You know, but he should have never fucked with me. Like, one thing I don't understand about society is, like, why do people think I'm somebody to be fucked with? Like, you know, I'm really not. Like, I got fucking Leo rising Sag Moon and Sun conjunct Mars. And, you know, I'm pretty quite tough and protective. Like, I am really the kind of female that, you know, will humble you in a second, you know. Like, I don't have a doormat personality, but for some weird reason, I guess because of my Cancerian sun, that's the first thing people think of me. And then it's like, ah, here we go with this bullshit. Now I'm gonna have to humble this idiot, you know. And it's just been a part of my whole life, you know. I am a chosen one. Chosen ones rarely have any intimacy connections. They don't make friends quite easily. It's really rare that we even have one friend in our life for longer than a year. And people try to pick on us, you know, and or target us because we're so authentic and just we're huge individualists. And with society and its conformity and all this extra nonsense, people don't know how to deal with that. Most people just want to fit in, be with this group, be with that group, be in a clique. And chosen ones oppose all of that, you know. So people tend to feel intimidated with us and they don't know how to deal with us. So their only response is to attack it because they live in fear. You know, they're intimidated by us. So my whole life has consist of like humbling people and putting them in their place, you know. So it's just quite interesting because, you know, he should have never done that because he just got promoted recently. And it's kind of like, Right now, Saturn is in Pisces, and he's a Pisces sun, by the way. So, he could potentially get terminated for what he did, but, he brought that upon himself, I feel like Piscearians need to learn boundaries. They really need to learn and master boundaries, because you can get so lost and with all the energy around you that you forget to focus on the bigger picture and be more realistic with your approach to things, So it is what it is, I don't live in fear. I always been a strong, powerful woman, a resilient woman, and that's just the way I've been. I always operated since birth, I always knew from a very young age that I was reincarnated, and I don't like to be in a clique or just allow anybody to have access to my energy, because that's what keeps you authentic. When you have your boundaries situated and not everybody has access to you, your sauce is authentic. It's like it's not mimicked. Once you allow people to get close to you, it sucks, but they start to copy you because they're being influenced by who you are. Instead of being inspired, they end up getting influenced because these are individuals that operate in groups and in cliques. That's why when you see a group of people or a clique, they all act alike. They all have the same mindset. They all have the same mannerism. They all have the same jokes. They're in that group. They all the same. But when you actually live authentically, you rebel against all of that. So it's kind of hard for a chosen one to meet friends and I guess to find a potential partner. It's really hard, because we're very picky, we're very powerful, we're very resilient, we know how to be in solitude. So it's like, most people, when they approach us, it's kind of like, because they see they can't control us. They can't put us in a box. They're already trying to manipulate us in one shape or form, and it just backfires them because we see through everything. We're highly self-aware. So we see when they're trying to, attack the shadow self and the unconscious self, hijack the subconscious. We see all of that. We are aware of it because we're aware of energy, but that takes time and dedication. And a lot of self-awareness to get to that level with yourself, But yeah, overall, this new moon in Taurus is powerful. And it's also has a lot of positive energies, and I feel it like I just feel really stable right now, real structured, and my money is so fucking stabled right now, which I love. That's the beauty of Jupiter in Taurus right now. People with Jupiter in Taurus, they're like the luckiest, bro. I got Jupiter in Aquarius, so I guess I get my luck by networking and being on the fucking internet. But Jupiter in Taurus, they get lucky with money, man, like loads of money. I wish I had that placement, to be honest with you. You feel me? Like loads of money. Like they can go to a job interview and the offer letter can have a pay they never expected. It doesn't even matter if they're entry level. They will get a higher pay than expected just because Jupiter is in Taurus. That's a very interesting place to have. But every Jupiter placement has its own benefits and lucks. Jupiter and Aquarius, right? With Jupiter and Aquarius, I attract a lot of people that want to be my friend, but I don't want to be their friend because I don't like, I have to really genuinely like you and like your personality and your mindset and everything else in order to consider you a friend, you know, and that takes time. But for the most part, I attract a lot of friends because that's what Aquarius is about, right? But it's not just that, but I attract, well, a lot of people that want to be my friend, not that they are my friend, because I'm a loner. But I attract, you know, also if I start networking, no matter what I do, like it'll always, you know, amplify itself. You feel me? But it's like with Jupiter in Cancer, you know, with Jupiter in Cancer, you can be lucky with a big family, with a lot of children and a big house too. Cause Taurus, I'm sorry, Cancer is all about also the home life. So you can be granted a big, spacious house. Cause you know, Jupiter likes to do things big. It's a very claustrophobic planet. It doesn't like to be caged in, restricted, limited, or anything like that, or squeezed or compressed. It needs to be free, it needs to be expressive, and it needs to have space. Because let me tell you, I got Sag Moon, and boy, do I need space. Like, my Sag Moon is in the fourth house, and I get real moody if somebody's in my face. Just to be in my face, it's like there's no purpose, like with them approaching me, like it's like, you know, no substance, you can say, kind of like they're just in front of me just to be there and they want a small talk, and it's just like I don't got time for that shit. I get real snappy with shit like that, you know, and I straight up tell them, like, get out of my face, you know. Go learn how go in and learn how to enjoy your own company. Just like that, I'll tell them. I don't care, but you know, that's what it is. You know, just we're dealing with some powerful transits right now, and life is great for me right now, financially, you know. And I'm boy, do I have a lot of job offers. Which is interesting with this new moon in Taurus heading my midheaven. Because right now I have job offers coming from the company JOL, you know. And I know I actually been job hopping a lot because Uranus is fucking in Taurus as well. So that's hitting my midheaven as well in my Venus department. So basically in the last 2 years, I've been through seven jobs. But one thing I notice is that job hopping, well, not seven jobs, six jobs. I'm sorry. If I do leave this job I'm at right now, then it'll be seven. It depends. It depends what the next offer is. It looks like if it's of a way higher pay and a higher position, then I'm not hesitating to take it. You know, because right now Jupiter is hitting my midheaven and Uranus. So you just got to deal with the transits and the punches, you know. But one thing I learned about job hopping is that don't believe what people say. Oh, that looks bad on your resume. Nobody's gonna hire you when you've been through like seven jobs in 2 years. That's bullshit. All right. That's a lie. Okay. Job hopping actually brings you more job opportunities, more job offers, because and you're not going to get a high paying job if you stay at one job for 5, 10, 15 years. It's not going to work like that unless you're just waiting for a promotion, and it could be a long ass time, you know, depending on your circumstances and situation at your job. Are you a favorite or not? Things like that, you know. But job hopping has taught me, because what's funny is I never done the job hopping. I always been stable with my jobs, working at one job for 5 years, working at another job for 5 years, you know, like I always been that person. But the last 2 years, because Uranus is in Taurus, I've been job hopping, and I'm also in a high demand industry as well. But it's a lie. Your resume doesn't look dysfunctional and unstable, okay? Actually, it opens more doors for you, because when human resources is looking at resume, they're like, okay, this bitch over here went through six jobs and she's had different experiences in working for different companies, you know, so she's been exposed to this, she's been exposed to that, she's been all over the place, right? In a short period of time, while this asshole over here, you know, has been at a job for 15 years doing the same mundane shit, you know, and it's like they're gonna prioritize my resume because, you know, and excuse my French, because I curse like a sailor. That's just the Sag moon in me. Because, you know, I went through a lot of different jobs. I've been through, I worked with many different companies, and I was exposed to many different things in a short period of time, which it doesn't only expedite your experience in a very unique way, you know, but it also shows that you've been out there, so you already know what's up. Like, so when you have a bunch of jobs in your resume, human resource, when they look at that, they're like, okay, this bitch has been around, you know, she's been exposed to a lot of different stuff. We're gonna have to offer her a very high pay. We're gonna have to compete with where she's at right now. That's the way they look at it. But if they look at this scumbag's resume and he's been at the same job for 15 years doing the same mundane shit, you know, they're going to offer him a lower pay. You know, you got to watch it with pessimism. Don't be too pessimistic with life, because if pessimism definitely will put you in a position where you're underpaid and you have a lot of skill sets, if that makes sense. You know, don't be humble when it comes to, you know, the workforce. Don't be humble. I'm telling you right now. Okay. Another little trick that I learned in the last 2 years is like when they ask you, oh, what kind of pay you're looking for, right? Always say $2 more than where you want to be. So like, let's say, no, actually say $5 more. Let's say you want 35 an hour, right? Say, tell them I want 40. And then they'll say, the best we can do is 35. And boom, you already got what you wanted. You know, trust me. That shit works like a charm, bro. But never say the fixated amount that you actually want. Don't be like, oh, I want 35. And then they'll be like, okay, the best we can do is 30. Don't do that. You know what I'm saying? So I learned a lot, man. But my Venus is in the 10th house, and you know, I know how to, you know, deal with all types of interviews. I've been through so many different fucking interviews. It's not even funny. I've been through a job where I had to go through two interviews, and they were group interviews, like 10 people in each interview. Like, you know, so that's just my fort. You know, I know how, I'm just a hustler, man. I'm a hustler. I'm ambitious, and I'm a go-getter. I know how to go after what I want, you know, when it comes to my career front. And probably even potentially anybody I want, but that's not my focus. And I don't really have too much faith in people because people are weird. I'm weird, but I'm weird in a positive, great way, you know, and being authentic, basically, but and being an individual. But people are weird in not a good way, you know, and not a good way. You know, people be starting to act funny and doing all sorts of stupid shit, you know, to try to get a reaction out of you and try to play all these fucking mind games. And it just ends up, especially with me, because I'm very psychic, and it's just like, what are you doing? Why are you doing that? You is about to get door slammed and you don't even see that coming. Why did you even do that? You know, but people live and learn, you know. That's just life, you know. Is either you're wise with what's in front of you or you're gonna get humbled. That's just life, you know. But yeah, you know, I just felt like rambling. By the way, in June, I'm going to be releasing a shitload of podcasts back to back. You know, it's the season of Gemini, right? The throat chakra. It's all about talking and, you know, stimulating your brain and shit, right? So, you know, we all know Geminis are chatterboxes. Those motherfuckers cannot shut the fuck up. You know, they'll give you a headache, boy. But at the same time, you know, I feel like in Gemini season, I'll be in a better position to definitely release more podcasts. So be on the lookout for that. And plus, like I said, I've been dealing with some health issues stuff, and I now feel a lot better. I had heavy brain fogs, and I felt tired all the time, and I couldn't even think straight. Like, so, you know, I couldn't, it wasn't the right time for me to podcast, you can say. Plus, I was job hopping, dealing with a lot of shit, you know, and the unpredictability that comes with Uranus and Taurus. Oh my God, that motherfucker is hitting my motherfucking career front like crazy. And it's crazy. It's like one day I'm in this high paying job, and then boom, he takes it away from me. And then the next day I'm at a job where it's a little lower, and then boom, the next day another job comes and it's even a higher paying job. And it's just like, you just got to roll with the punches when it comes to Uranus, man. I feel bad for Aquarius because they're ruled by that planet. And now I understand why they're so crazy and, you know, erratic and unstable. They got to deal with Uranus, you know, Uranus. That's why it's called Uranus. Uranus or Uranus is a pain in the motherfucking ass for real. God damn, man. You really need strong intuition to deal with Uranus. You really do. Because if you don't have, you know, and Aquarius do have strong intuition, they're forced to develop that, but their intuition is more collectively, like more based on the matrix, the structure of this matrix we live in, because you know, the matrix is, this whole structure is based on the Saturnian energy, and that's one of the planets that rule them. So their intuition or psychic ability operates more extroverted in a way, you know. A billion thoughts are going through their head, you know, but that's why they are with the way they are. I don't blame them, you know, aloof and detached, and they don't want nobody to read them. You know, they hold their emotions in a motherfucking vault and nobody can open up that vault whatsoever. And I don't blame them for being that way, you know, with Uranus, you know, and also Saturn. It has them in that nature. You know, and like I said, this world's full of weirdos and crazy people, and you're going to want to hold your cards tight, you know, because there's way more toxicity out here, more demons in the flesh of a human form, especially if it's tempting towards your Venus placement, right? Because what you're attracted to comes from, it also means what you're attracted to, as like what you're attracting. But your Venus placement is what you are attracted to as well. So, you know, sometimes you can get everything aesthetically from an individual that's pleasing to your Venus, but then it's like the inside is just not where you wanted it to be, you know, and it's just like, ugh, this sucks, you know, that's life. Because with Venus and Taurus in the 10th house, you know, the aesthetic part means it's very important for me. And I like natural things. I don't like things with filters and all this excessive crap. You know, I like natural beauty. But at the same time, it's not all about that. It's also the mindset. How that person is energetically. There's more to it, you know. So that's why it's important to hold your cards tight and, you know, just allow the universe or your spirit guides to align you with who you need to be aligned through divine timing. You know, I'm just so over it with karmatic relationships, you know, and they are highly rewarding if you know how to deal with it and be consciously aware of it. But I'm so over that, you know. But yeah, I just wanted to ramble, you know. Be on the lookout for June. It's going to be a very, very, very hot season for my podcast. And please, you know, tell people about this podcast. Share my podcast because, you know, you guys are loyal. And unfortunately, I'm being shadow banned and censored all over the place. And that's happening right now with the entire internet because we are in the midst of World War III already. So, you know, it's going to have to be shared ear by ear. You know, tell your friends or whoever that you think will be interested with my platforms or even my podcast and tell them, hey, follow this girl over here. You're going to like her shit, you know. But yeah. Be on the lookout for June. There will be more to come. Hope you guys have a good one. Take care.